Good morning, fishheads. The Southern Anglers Radio Show is on the air.
That's right, broadcasting live via the Toyota Tundra. We are at the Marlin Quay Marina.
Yes, we are.
King Mackerel Shootout time.
King Mackerel Shootout time is what it is, with some big old prizes on the line, man.
Lots of prizes, and lots of fish bites. It's been an incredible week. Free fishing has been just awesome.
That's what I hear, man, from a lot of folks. And, you know, I was here the other day riding out a storm Saturday after the show last week. We went out and...
I saw you.
Yeah, that's right. Levi and me and Jake the Fish Dog were out there fishing for the big reds. And it was all going really great, man. The ocean was like slick calm, man. But then in 5 seconds, it turned.
Yep.
So we decided we better head for some shelter, and we sheltered here at Marlin Quay Marina.
Yep, I passed you. Remember, we were going back to the hill. We went ahead and took ours out of the water.
Yeah, that's right. I tell you what,
man. I got chicken out.
Well, we sat here, and we had the black and mahi fish tacos.
Oh, sweet.
If you ain't had those, you better get your butt over here and get them, man.
That sounds like
they're that good.
Good way to sit out the rain.
Well,
did you drink any Palmetto Moonshine?
No, not that day. I did drink, you know, some Bud Light, but...
Well...
Because we were waiting the storm out.
I'm looking in front of me, and I'm seeing Palmetto Moonshine.
Well, you have to try one of those. I did try one of those earlier, man. I recommend them. Highly recommend them.
Well.
But anyhow, Saturday, you know, we sat here, Levi and I and Jake the Fish Dog. We thought we was only going to be here a little while. We thought that storm was going to pass by real quick.
Uh-huh.
But Chris Lowen, you know, who we've talked to the last couple weeks on the show.
Yeah.
He was kind enough to share his radar with us, his weather radar.
And how did it look?
It looked like it was going to pass by, but it didn't.
No,
it didn't. See, we got Chris on the mic right now.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, we sat here. How long we sit here? Like 2 hours.
Yeah, it kept building up as it was coming by. Yeah. So.
And like a couple of idiots, what we ended up doing was just, you know, I put the rain gear on and just went on back out there and started fishing again. But
I'm sorry.
That moonshine.
Did you smell it?
Nothing. I was just testing it.
Don't smell the moonshine before you drink it. That's rule number one in drinking moonshine.
Oh.
Captain, he just sampled Palmetto Distilleries. yeah, Palmetto Moonshine, man. That's a local manufacturer of some pretty darn good liquor. And they're also one of the big sponsors of the Shootout, man.
Shootout. Yeah.
They have a couple different flavors. You got the peach, apple pie, blackberry, and the strawberry. They sell them upstairs in the bar and grill. And our friend Todd down there, Todd Vick, he works down there and he takes care of us. And
oh, yeah. I know Todd. I got Todd Vick on the Facebook, man.
Oh, yeah.
That guy fishes.
He does.
Indeed, man.
Oh, my God.
He used to run the big cruise ships, but he took some time off.
That'll put the sweat on your forehead, won't it?
Yeah, or some chest on your hair. Or some chest on your hair.
Well, I tell you what. If folks show up here, man, they'll get plenty of free samples of that stuff, man.
Yeah. And you're going to get to see a lot of fish.
Yep.
Oh, there's no doubt about that, man.
A lot of fish. There's going to be a lot of fish caught today.
That's right.
Again, we were out, you know, you were out Sunday with the Wounded Warriors, and I know we want to talk about that.
Oh, yeah. I got to talk about that, man. That was really
awesome.
Cool. And that was another event that was sponsored, that was hosted here by the Marlin Quay Marina folks, man, and they did a great job. That was a fun day.
Yeah, it was. The weather was great. Tammy Bugger, she put it on, and we helped her out with the location and some food and stuff. There was about 40-45
right.
there people, and
these were active duty wounded warriors, as opposed to the ones that they do in the May take a wounded warrior fishing thing, which was like, you know, folks that are not active duty anymore that have just been, you know, blown to bits.
Yeah.
You know,
but it was a good event.
And now are not active duty. These folks were all active duty.
Yeah,
they're still in the military, man. They're still fighting for our country.
Yeah, can't thank them enough for that, for the sacrifice. So. That's one thing why she likes to do that, is just to give them a little time off and R&R and get on the water and have a good time catching fish.
I'll tell you what, couldn't ask for a better time to do it.
Yeah.
No, it was great.
Dear
Lord. Your pictures from your day.
You went out on a carry-on.
That's right. You know, Captain Dan Carey invited me once again, and I was proud to be invited, and Captain Tammy invited me to be a part of it. And so I was very proud to be a part of that whole thing. But I got to be, actually got to be first mate on the carry-on.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah.
What happened to the...
Nicole bailed on us last second. You know, I was supposed to be second mate like last time, you know, but this time I ended up being first mate because Nicole bailed like right last second.
What's
man.
With that?
I don't know. But I'll tell you what, she missed a heck of a trip because we caught bull reds as much as we could reel them in.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. The bite was on.
Yeah. Lucky.
And we caught a black tip shark that was 51 inches to the fork.
That's 3 inches short of being a keeper.
Exactly. Cap Dan wanted to keep him. You know, it's kind of funny. That's a funny story. Because, you know, the guy that caught it, his name's Galen Johnson. He's an Army guy from Bragg, I think.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Anyhow, he fought this thing. It went around the boat quite a few times. We're reeling all the other lives. We're clearing, you know, and everything. And I saw this fish, and Captain Dan's determined to bring it on the boat. And I'm like, man, Captain Dan, sure you want to bring this fish on the boat? Because, you know, I'm a little shark shy after that event a couple years ago.
Right.
And so I'm like, man, sure you. And Captain Dan's like, who's the captain? I said, bring him on then, man. That's a crowded boat. We had like 8 people on the boat.
Yeah.
And to bring a shark that big on the boat. But Captain Dan, he knows what he's doing, man. He took charge of that shark the minute it hit the deck. And even though it was a very, very large shark.
Oh, yeah.
You know, everybody was safe. No, it didn't bite anybody. And even though it probably wanted to.
That probably would have.
Yeah, still. No doubt would have. But, yeah, it was pretty cool. And I said, we measured it, and it turned out to be 3. We were going to keep it had it been 4.
Right.
Yeah, it would have went in a cooler.
Well, I mean, you were catching all those throwback reds, and unfortunately couldn't keep them. God,
so I'm going to tell you what, throwback or not, the Wounded Warriors that went with us had such a great time catching them. I mean, it was just like there were a lot of summer arms the next day, I'm sure.
I saw a lot of people. I think Captain Ron Bailey participated again, didn't
he? That's right, Captain Ron and Big Walt, and they took some folks out. Yeah,
they caught some fish. I saw Ron posted a couple pictures, and I mean, the weather was great. It turned out wonderful. That was incredible. And yeah, on Saturday it was I snuck out there too after the radio show, just like you did, and got caught messing up. But
yeah, Sunday was a little bit Saturday was the day, man. I mean, Saturday, the day before the Wounded Warriors event here at Marlin Quay that was put on by Tammy Boger. Tammy Boger's a unique story, man.
She is.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, she was a Marine.
Oh, yes, she was.
Uh-huh.
She was actually a drill sergeant, if I'm not mistaken.
And I think she was a pilot, too.
I didn't know that.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she piloted, like, attack helicopters or something.
She's the nicest lady in the world. You can see she's business.
She got the killer.
Yeah.
Killer.
Yeah.
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 Tammy Boger, right?
Yep. Yeah. Captain Tammy. Yeah, but she puts on a great event, man.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, it was fun here, man. I tell you, the dinner afterwards was absolutely awesome.
Oh, they fed y'all?
Oh, yeah, of course, man.
I thought I heard you. Somebody told me you like ran off. Like,
no,
you got back,
I stayed, man.
Had a beer or two. And
no,
then
man. I
said he looked around and Kenny was gone. Said he had to go let Jake out.
Well, you know, I was worried about Jake. I didn't bring Jake the fish dog with me on that event because, you know, everybody's a dog lover, you know. But so Jake stayed at home.
Jake would have had a great time.
You notice Jake ain't with me today either.
Jake would have been shark bait.
Jake's not feeling good today, man. I don't know what was wrong with him today.
Oh, really?
He's just not himself this morning. I don't know what it was. But
he probably knew you weren't going to bring him.
I felt the same way this morning.
That's what it was.
I felt the same way this morning.
I'd have loved to have brought him, you know. Jake's my buddy.
He would have loved it. He would have been great in here running around.
He would have. He was the Saturday, man. We had a lot of fun with Jake.
Oh, yeah. He was in here hanging out with us, too.
Well, Jake the fish dog. He was greeting everybody that came in the door here at Marlin Quay Marina.
Hey, I'm just looking on the top of this bottle. This is certified SC product.
Yep, that moonshine. It's good stuff. It's made right here in South Carolina out of Greenwood, South Carolina.
So tell me, man, this Friday, man, what's going on this Friday with the captain's meeting? You're going to have the band's karaoke Friday?
Yeah, we're having a DJ tonight, and we're cooking, and it's going to be a good time. We got the vendors set up, and it's going to be fun.
Yeah,
good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to have a great time. Hopefully, Team Key West Boats is celebrating a big fish, but we're at least going to fish hard. Let me tell you what they've done this week. My partner buddy found out that, you know, that boat is designed to be a show boat. It's not designed to be a tournament fishing boat. Designed to be a show boat to show off, you know, the boat, everything else. We only had the one live well in it. Typically, that boat will come with two live wells in it. Well, just this week, the crew at Key West Boats spent 4 hours, an additional shift, and now this boat does contain an in-deck 45-gallon live well, which is incredible from what I'm told. Yeah. So, looking forward to having that. Yeah, Buddy was adamant about
that. How many live wells does your 23 Bay Reef QS have?
Two.
Two?
Yeah.
Two.
A four and a half.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we've got a 35 and a 45-gallon live well in this boat now, so we'll be good to go.
Awesome, man.
The Bay Reef does have an optional 3.
Yep.
You get it,
does it really?
Underneath the seat.
Yep, under the seat. You can get that modified seat.
Under which seat?
Under
the captain's seat.
The captain's seat.
Really?
It comes with a fiberglass enclosure underneath.
They look good. They look good. And it doesn't take up as much room as I thought it was going to take in the boat. But, yeah, they do like the cylindrical, taller seat with the captain, somewhat, I call it captain chair, and the live well in the leaning boat. That's right. You could get in the rig.
Well, sometimes, especially when you're king mackerel fishing, you cannot have enough live bait.
No, I mean, you know, the rule of thumb, I think, for most people is they like 1.5 gallons of water for each menhaden. For a decent-sized menhaden, they want 1.5 gallons of water running in.
So are you going to use menhaden?
Well, heck yeah. At least one of our flavors.
I'm going to tell you what, the menhaden are not the easiest fish to catch at the moment, I've noticed.
Well, I'm just going to say that this week I watched Captain Chase Conyers throw the cast net and his big cast net several times on top of flipping menhaden.
And got none.
We pulled in with none.
Yeah.
Incredible how
same
fast
thing,
it get out from
same thing. Same thing.
Yep. But we were all, you know, there was a bunch of boats on top of the fish, and the bait were just leery and smart.
Let's continue this thought after the break.
Oh, we got to take a break.
It's that time again, man.
Good deal.
That's right, folks. We'll be right back here from Marlin Clay Marine on the Southern Anglers Radio Show on 100.3 The Team. Welcome back, fish heads, to the Southern Anglers Radio Show.
That's right. We're broadcasting live via the Toyota Tundra, and we are at the Marlin Clay Marina for the Marlin Clay Marina King Mackerel Shootout, sponsored by Key West Boats and Marshall's Marine. Among the other great sponsors.
That's right. We took the Sparks Toyota Tundra Studio on the road.
On the road.
This week, folks.
Yes.
And I tell you what.
Hanging out with our good buddy, Mr. Long.
You realize that Marlin Clay Marina is the home of the greatest sunset on the Grand Strand.
Without a doubt.
Oh, yeah. Because there's very few places where you can see the sunset, because the sunset, as we know, on the west.
That's right.
We get great sunrises, but how often can you see a great sunset?
Well, how many times are you at a bar to enjoy a sunrise?
Let me count.
I will say this much. I've been walking home from a bar and enjoyed several sunrises.
Yeah, well.
Or getting out of a cab.
I think I have too. You know, I love it here, man. Here we got Dave walking in. We got Nicole Carey out there. I think she's scrubbing down the old
Marlin
Clay boat. Yeah.
We put her to work.
Yep. Yeah, good deal. Yeah.
You know what? I like her philosophy. I talked to her a little bit about why she keeps boats clean, and her philosophy is pretty awesome.
What would that philosophy be?
Just if somebody's going to pay that much for a fishing trip, the boat should be clean. She was talking about the boat. She's working on the Marlin Clay Bay Reef right now. She's talking about Carry On, Dan's boat. You know, you take a $150,000 boat, take care of it. You know,
exactly.
People getting on the boat, paying $1,000 to $1,400 to fishing, they want to get on a clean boat. Great point.
True.
Great point.
True.
And I was trying to get out of her while she backed off the boat and let you take her place. Now, had they not caught fish, I would have had something to say about it. Hey, y'all did great.
Dude. I know. As soon as we got back, she greeted us at the dock. Like, Nicole,
the
you know.
The skunk is gone.
You missed.
The skunk is gone.
Oh, that skunk is
I think you finally
gone.
Got rid of the funk.
Oh, man. You know, I didn't catch a single one of them fish. I was his first mate. And I had more fun watching these guys and girls catch those big bull reds than I would have if I'd have been catching them myself. Truly.
Oh, yeah, that was evident when y'all got back to the dock. You were pretty stoked about it.
Oh, I could have been happier.
Made me jealous. I wish I was on the boat.
Yeah, especially since I'm the one who said, let's fish your catnip.
Did you have your Muffy and your Chesty on?
I had them both. I got some great video of it, too. Yeah, I had the Muffy. I had the Chesty. Yeah.
Good deal.
The Muff was on the face.
I'll tell you what, Captain Me, I'm excited. I didn't get the chance to ride on the new Key West, the Ballistic, yesterday, but this afternoon, when y'all get back, I think I want to jump on there, man.
Sweet, yeah.
That boat looks sweet.
Nice boat. I'm going on a ride on that thing. You can believe it.
I'll tell you, I'm excited. I guess the joystick drive controls are like the one thing I'm looking forward to. And Joseph, the captain that runs Hutch's boats for him, the big ballistic, and also runs the ballistic 35 for Hutch. He's super stoked to have brought it up here to show it off up here. And really excited that, Hutch went crazy and went ahead and put that extra live well in there because he said Hutch was not going to be happy with a rusted out live well laying in the floorboard of the boat, sitting at the dock
if
here.
If anybody needs to be happy,
it's the owner of the boat.
You're darn right, man. If he's not happy with his own boat, man.
Oh, yeah, we laughed about it.
You got a problem.
We laughed about it. I called him and said, all right, so what's the deal on the live well thing? I heard, Buddy's got this live well. We're going to put it in it, blah, blah, blah. And he said, oh, no. He said, they called the ship in last night and stayed on the boat, worked at the plant, got it in. It's gel coated, everything set in the deck. And so
I tell you what, Buddy Hux, he lives down the street from the marina,
yeah,
and he's come by here a few times this past weekend. He's excited. He's old school. So
he is old school.
He's been trying to find out where the bait is, all that kind of stuff.
Love those old school fishermen.
He's strategizing.
Love
them. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, you guys, I mean, from what I understand from people I've been talking to all week, you know, it's
yeah,
part of my job.
Yeah.
I network, I'm always talking to folks. You got a lot of hardcore,
yeah,
hardcore old school fishermen fishing in this thing.
Yeah. We got a lot of local guys around that's been doing it for several years. And, you know, for us to be able to put on something like this and generate a little bit of revenue to give back to some local charities and help,
mm-hmm,
out the community. That's one thing that we're here at Montaquay, we're big on, is just helping out as much as we can.
You know, I got to meet your dad last week.
Oh, yeah.
I met your dad before, but I've never got to really meet him and hang out with him and talk to him, man.
Yeah.
He's a great guy, man.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was telling me he's a cancer survivor, too.
He is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he and I actually had the same cancer.
Uh-huh.
It's a non-familial thing, but it's a rarity.
Uh-huh.
And just, you know, one of those things.
Yeah.
You know, crazy chance of happening.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons why we're giving to the Lollapalooza charities here, and is because, you know, I've dealt with that twice, and my dad's dealt with it once, and
mm-hmm,
my mom's dad passed away from it, so it's something that's close to home, and
yeah,
and we want to try and help out as much as possible.
Well, at least you guys had some happy endings to your stories, man, and hopefully the,
yep,
the proceeds that come from this event will help, you know, provide some happy endings for some other folks, man.
Those bills are expensive, and anything that anyone can do to help them, just cut some of that cost down.
Is that Jennifer Garrison?
Yes.
That's
She's awesome. She's awesome.
And her daughter Lily, right?
Yeah.
They're good people.
Yeah.
I've known Jennifer for a long, long time. I knew the name kept sounding familiar, and I was like, oh my gosh, I've seen this on Facebook. It just totally hit me right there.
A few weeks ago, they had their event at the Beaver Bar. They helped them out there, and they raised a good bit of money. And she come over and asked me if I could help with that, and I said, you know what? Let's just do it with the tournament. You know, let's take the proceeds we get and just give it to you guys. And also with the Bobby Clark Real Kids Real Fun, because we have a
mm-hmm
connection there. And
that Real Kids Real Fun is a great event, too.
Yeah.
Our friends, Angie Cole, is
yep
involved in that big time.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So
yep,
we're going to, you know, give back to that as well.
Yeah, can't beat it. Yeah,
well, we got to go to Marshall's this week and hang out with the Blue Water Fishing Club.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, that was
we had
fun.
A good time over there
yeah
with them.
That was fun last Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Had a great time over there with them and hanging out with those boys. There's a lot of serious fishermen in that club. And
Forest,
a lot of serious
water
deer hunters. I hate hearing their deer stories. They kill me.
That fish club, that's a fishing
Michael
fish
Smith
club
kills more big deer. It just wears me out. But he catches a lot of big king mackerel too. And I'm sure he's fishing today with Ralph.
I'll tell you what, man, there's a
team
lot of folks fishing this thing. While we were sitting here, that's one thing that was like I thought was really cool. While we were sitting here waiting out that storm Saturday after the show, Chris is getting calls.
Oh yeah.
From folks, man. We're sitting here, you know, having black and mahi fish tacos that were superb, and you kept getting calls, man,
yep,
for new people joining the event.
Yeah, the leading up to the week to today, everyone's questioning the weather, making sure that's, you know, going to be good today. The weather looks good, it's perfect weather, man. Perfect.
Yeah, you got that right. A little bit of a northeast wind, but it's doable.
A little chilly, but
mm-hmm,
you know, that's the perfect time of year.
That's what I love about fall fishing,
oh, yeah,
personally, man.
Yeah,
I think that's what turns the fish bite on.
Yeah.
Myself.
I tell you,
the
little chill in the air, a little bit of cold when that water temperature goes down, you get a little lower pressure in the atmosphere. I don't know. To me, it just seems like, you know, the fish know that bad weather's coming. They better fatten up, man.
Unfortunately, the winds know that it's coming, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's going to blow a little bit, especially Sunday. Tomorrow, it's going to blow.
Hey, look, you took over the mic, man.
He looks like a pilot. Does he not look like a guy?
He does.
He looks like he'd be flying one of those tour helicopters for Myrtle.
Please keep your trays in the upright position.
Hey, you know, Dave actually has
It's Captain Pilot Super Dave.
Dave has been practicing an intro to our show.
Oh, God.
He demonstrated the other day.
All right, let's hear it.
You want to hear it?
Yeah, yeah, let's have it. Let's have it.
Good morning, bros. And we got Super Dave and Big Chris and Kenny and Captain E. Broadcasting live from the Toyota Tundra Studios.
That's pretty good, man.
That is good.
Yeah.
Hey, I was going to say, you guys are talking about the weather. I like to look for yellow butterflies for king mackerel. You see the yellow, it's an old-timer's rule. You see the yellow butterflies, kings are around.
Is that right? Yellow butterflies. I have seen some butterflies out there.
If I drink much more, I'm going to see whatever
what
I
want. What did you put in there, man?
I put two peppermints in there.
You think that'll help?
I don't know. I mean, it's going to make it peppermint flavored.
Good point.
The green.
It's got a little pink tint.
Look how cute it's getting. But it's eating my mint.
Well, folks, just so you'll know, Chris and Super Dave here at Marla Clay have treated us to several little mini bottles of Palmetto Moonshine.
Yes.
It's good stuff.
What do you think of it, Captain?
What did you say?
Well, it is good stuff, man. It earns its name. I'm from West Virginia.
Yeah.
I know about moonshine. And that stuff is the real deal.
It's the real deal, man.
Your grandma used to make it.
You're damn tootin'. But, yeah, man. Grandma, dad, grandpa, uncle, cousins.
That was a way of life.
You got that right. Yeah, we kept there were milk jugs full of clear liquid in the refrigerator. And it wasn't water.
I am not having any more of this.
It wasn't water.
No more of this.
Yeah, you took like a sip.
That's all I needed. Trust me.
I guess so.
You're going to feel nice on that boat a little bit later.
Yeah. I'll feel real good. I have people ready to throw me off the boat. And I might be throwing
off the boat.
Off the boat.
You might be chumming.
Hey, look here. That's one way to save money.
Captain E, we've had many a production meeting together.
Yep.
And I have yet to see you lose control.
Only reason
except,
we can say that is because I snuck out last week.
Hey, we got a person walked into Marlon Clay Marina.
I snuck out last week. If I hadn't snuck out, you would have seen it. Trust me.
Yeah, you didn't sneak out. You just flat out disappeared.
Yeah.
He was like David Copperfield, man.
Poof, gone.
Yeah, he was. Seriously, me and Jay Bass were sitting there, a dead dog. And we were having our production meeting. Went a little long.
It's just like our tab, a little long.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, we're like, hey, where's that meat? We don't even know how long he was missing. That's how bad
it
was.
Well, it started off as, I'll have one fireball and then I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
One fireball. Next thing it turned into, all right, we'll do one more. All right. Well, my brother's bartending. I'm like, no more. I do not want. You can give them all the fireballs they want. I don't want another one.
But your brother did not listen.
He didn't listen.
No. You ever drink those things, Chris? Fireball?
Fireball? Yeah. A few times. At least the times I remember.
They'll sneak up on you.
It actually tastes similar. And it's really good.
Yeah, I like it.
And I'm a big Jack Daniels fan. Personally.
Oh, really?
I love Jack Daniels.
I got stuck with Sconyers this week. We went out.
You went out with Jack?
We went out with him this week. Uh-huh. We went out and tried to catch some of his bull reds on camera.
Uh-huh. How'd that work out?
It didn't work out.
But, hey, tell us the story after the break.
Okay, we'll do that. Pat,
hey, by the way, folks,
we got Pat back in the
studio. Yeah, Brian laid out on us this week, man. But we got Pat Payone, the man himself.
Thank you, Pat. We appreciate
it. Yeah, we do,
here.
Man. I wish we could talk to you, man, but that's how it works when we're on these remotes like this.
Yeah. We got to pay the bills.
We love you, brother. All right, folks, we'll be right back here on the Southern Anglers Radio Show on 100.3 The Team. Welcome back, fish heads, to the Southern Anglers Radio Show.
That's right, we're broadcasting live via the Toyota Tundra, and we are at the Marlin Clay Marina for the first annual Marlin Clay Marina King Mackerel Shootout, sponsored by Key West Boats and Marshall Marine. And I tell you what, we did drive the Tundra over, but if you want to leave your car on the other side of the river, isn't that what it is, the river?
Inlet.
How about the creek?
The creek.
Leave it on the other side of the creek.
Creek.
Marlin Clay's water taxi will be offering free rides back and forth. If you want to park over to public landing, walk down, you can't miss the boat, big old pontoon. Marlin Clay Marina written on it.
Right. I feel like I've said this before, but if you're over there on the Marsh Walk enjoying a night out and you want something different, man, jump on that water taxi.
I feel like deja vu.
I swear, man. I heard you say this.
At some point in time in my life.
But really, jump on that, man. Come on over.
Yeah, get on over here. And listen, the rides are free, but feel free to tip the captain. And come over. We're going to have a great time. You want to make sure you're over here by 5. Clock, right? 5
correct.
O'clock, weigh-in starts at 5 or opens at 3. What time?
Weigh-in at boats have to be in the jetties by 5. So,
by 5.
Right around that time would be good.
Come over and see some big fish.
Yeah, the ceremony will be, we do the awards, will be at 8. And it's going to be a good time. We've got some music going on. And
that's right. The party's going to go on all night long.
Oh, yeah. Got the bar set up. Yeah.
Oh, and we've got the Palmetto Whiskey folks, man.
Man, what are you talking about? This?
And who else? You got
have you noticed what's happened to my bottle?
It's turned pink. Look.
What in the world? Have you tried it?
No, not yet. I need to wait. I got a long day ahead of me. Wait. I'll celebrate with it.
There you go.
I'll celebrate with it after we catch our 43 pounds.
There you go.
This might not be big enough.
Hang
this might not be big enough with all the stories I'm hearing of big fish caught this week during pre-fishing. But, you know, there's a lot of stories going on this week.
There are a lot of stories.
Back and forth, Chris and I, over the last couple of weeks, we've had them on. We've been kind of talking our Carolina Clemson, just a little bit of jabs here and there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Just played for the Gamecocks. So what we want to talk about is Spurrier. I mean, I made a post on Facebook, didn't mean to make – I actually was taking a complete different side to what most people thought I was saying, but – I mean, my whole family's Gamecock fans, except for myself and my mom. Everybody else pulls for the Gamecocks. So I was just wondering why Spurrier decided to quit in the middle of the season and thought it was a cop-out. And
yeah, I was keeping up with your posts all week and a lot of other people as well. The thing is, yeah, someone can look at it as, yeah, he quit in the middle of the season, or, you know, he left kids, or is selfish, or whatever. And what if a kid had quit there like that? What would people think about that? You know, a quarterback just quit. Well, you know, it's not just that, in my opinion, because, you know, if he would have stayed through the season, it probably would have been bad. And it needed a spark. And he was getting old. He almost left last year. The faculty, from what I heard through the grapevine, asked him to stay. And he's 70 years old. And my opinion on it is it's not as selfish as you would think, and by these reasons. If he was stayed and, you know, he got commits, and then those kids thought they were going to come play for the next 4 years with Steve Spurrier, and then, you know, at the end of this season he says, "Oh, I'm quitting," and then they're like, "Well, I don't want to stay here, you know, I'm pissed off," whatever the case may be, and then they go to transfer, they lose a year of eligibility.
Yeah.
Some of them would, you know, different circumstances, and that would be fair to the kids. So there's a lot of different ways you can look at it. But I don't think it's that selfish as some. He's had a good run. He's done monumental things for the university, and he's still going to be around. I think he's guaranteed a job position in Carolina of at least $100,000 a year. And I think if he were to have been fired, then they would have to pay him $500,000. Other things like so, he's taken care of, but he's still going to be monumental. And the kids are excited for the new guy coming in. You know, there's a new voice.
Right.
That's what you need. I don't think we would have won another game this season if it would have continued on. Because, you know, I was a football player, and these kids, you know, whenever you have these tough losses like LSU, where and to be honest, the first half I thought they were just kind of not giving it to us too hard because of the circumstances, and I don't like that. I'd rather them beat us 70-something to nothing and let us see, all right, we need to change.
What happens on the field is completely separate from anything that's happening.
I don't want someone feeling sorry for me. We had a good run. The Clemson-Carolina rivalry, I don't remember in my lifetime it ever being like it is now.
That's right.
You know, we've had, you know, Dabo's doing excellent things up there. He's a great players coach, really got those guys excited. You know, they have a heck of a team this year. I think they deserve a top four ranking right now. I think we're at six.
Yeah, six.
And I said after the game versus Notre Dame, they need to be number four.
Yeah.
At least number four. And, you know, it's the ACC, and it's kind of early still. You don't know how each team is good in its SEC, and you got the games to be played. But right now, I think they need to be in that up there in that echelon of the rankings. But back to Spurrier, there's no hard feelings from my end.
I'll tell you how feel about Steve Spurrier. The man's a Heisman Trophy winner. He's a college football coaching icon. That man has the right to quit whenever and however he wants to,
opinion. He's the only coach that's ever won a Heisman and coached a Heisman-winning quarterback.
Yeah.
He's
earned the right. He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
Thank you for what you've done.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for everything you've done for college football.
For college
best
football
player and
as a
coach.
Whole.
And
I don't know.
Thank you for raising Clemson's bars.
Well, what? His record against Clemson is unbelievable.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
5-1, I believe.
Yeah.
But it has absolutely driven us to obviously we're in the ACC. You guys are in the SEC. We have a little bit different competition. Yes, I'm saying that out loud. But we have to play Carolina every year. So it has made us raise our bar a little bit. And we got a great coach. And actually, I give Dabo major props for his conference this week.
Yeah.
It coming out and talking about
those guys. Those guys, they have fed into the rivalry and trash talk. But they respect each other, just like most coaches do. What we see in the media is one thing, but when it's, you know, behind closed doors, they're mentors to each other, and they, you know, I'm sure everything is a little bit different.
Exactly.
This is a very nice lady. Just walked into Marlon Quay Marina.
Hi there.
Great outfit.
Hi there, lady.
Early in the morning.
Hi there.
Yeah, we got some moonshine here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yummy, yummy. All right, well, listen. So, all right. We've got... Let's talk about how the parking lot's going to be set up here. People coming over. We're going to have band on. You've got a stage for everything.
We've got a stage. We're going to have the award ceremony at 8, where you'll be able to see all the fish. We're going to have them up there. Got big checks made up, trophies, and we're going to have tables set up. We're going to have dinner. $5 a plate if you're not part of the crew on the boat, so you get the free tickets. It's
right.
A low country boil, and it's been donated by Harrelson Seafood and Denny over there. He's taking care of us. And then we're going to have vendors set up in the parking lot. We have boats in the parking lot from Marshall's Marina and Georgetown, a few of their other items in the parking lot. Right now we got the Elvis has been not Elvis.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Nice enough to donate their mobile restrooms.
You know, there's something about when you got a lot of drinking, you need to have a lot of restrooms.
Yeah,
when you got a lot of partying,
yeah,
you need to have restrooms.
And I'll tell you what, that restroom
is nice.
That Elvis brought over. Yeah, that's got one. It's got.
I almost slept in it last night.
I swear. You could. I was going to say, it's almost like a hotel room.
It's got the radio, air conditioning, and nice.
Yeah, it's like tile walls and floors, man. I mean, it's like something you see in a 4-star hotel.
It's
not your typical Port-a-John.
No.
I was going to say one thing, too. The bathrooms over here finally are clean.
Yes.
It's nice.
That was the first thing we did last
year.
It's nice.
Yeah.
The restrooms here are clean.
And you have access from the outside as well as inside.
Correct. If you're ever out in the inlet, you know, go down to the point in the summertime and you got some ladies on board and need
pull your boat up.
Pull right up to the dock, let them use the restroom, grab you some beer, some ice, whatever you need. You know, a quick sandwich to go.
Well, you know, my fishing partner, Levi, he has a tendency to have to drop a chum stick.
Exactly.
Yeah. He likes to drop that chum stick from time to time.
Oh, my God.
This has become the go-to place.
No number two.
Well, sometimes. He just can't make it.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
But yeah, we got some vendors set up out here. Going to be selling some. Got Hook Soul, Sizzle.
Right. Guys are going to be here tonight.
Yeah, and we got a few other tables set up here. We got about 6 or 7 vendors out here selling, you know, fishing stuff to apparel, and we got these awesome looking artwork T-shirts, hoodies, dry fit shirts that we're going to be selling for the marina for the tournament. Excuse me. And they look great, man. They're all black, got the nice logo on the back, a lot of colors on it. It's beautiful.
Oh, we mentioned that logo last week. I think that logo is super cool, man.
Yeah, it is.
I love it. The pirate ship. The center console pirate ship. Hooked up to a...
I've had several people ask me if they could get posters. If we had posters up anywhere, and I wasn't sure, I said, but we can figure out some way because they like that artwork so much.
Oh, yeah. We got plenty of those.
They wanted to do posters with it. I was like, oh, we'll see what we can do. We'll see if we can't find it.
That's right.
If you haven't seen that artwork, you can go on Facebook at Marlon Quay Marina. We got an event page we created, and you can like it on there.
Yep. Like it, and also has all the information you may miss today.
Like it, love it, be part of it.
Yeah, like it, love it, be part of it. I like that.
That is good, isn't it? I just came up with that, man.
Yeah, you did. I'm sure you copied it from somebody.
I'm sure. That's what I did.
Did you see my post? Did you see my share on Facebook this week about... The charter captains.
Should
have
been here. Should have been here yesterday.
That thing has went nuts. That thing's almost been like viral.
I know. Everybody shared it. Everybody had it. I've jacked it off somebody else too. I'm not gonna lie.
You what? You what?
I jacked it off of somebody's Facebook page.
Oh, you'll do it. That means,
hold on, take it.
Take
that.
Really? I hijacked it.
I didn't know you were like that, man.
I hijacked it. Oh,
here,
Lord.
I got something for you.
Ned, I feel sorry for you having to put up with him today. Boy.
Yeah. I'm glad Ned's gone, you know.
Breaker.
You are totally interfering with our connection here. You notice that when you keyed that mic?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Did you hear that, Chris?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I heard it kick in.
Yeah. I think it messed with
He's
our...
He's over here on the handheld trying to get...
Handheld VHF. See what's going on out there. Trying to get a fishing report.
Got Captain E sitting here on the radio show. That's a little strategy.
Yeah.
You got to keep him at the dock as long as you can.
That's what it is. That's strategy.
Breaker 6-8.
You're going to get somebody on there.
We'll get somebody on there.
We'll get somebody.
It'll be a spot fisherman.
Oh, yeah. Spot fisherman. Really?
Halle Biden. They're wearing them out.
What do they call them things? Yellow bellies?
Yellow bellies.
Yeah.
I guess that's a term for a big spot.
Well, we talked to Bubba earlier. He said the yellow bellies are out there.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anybody knows? Bubba Love knows.
Bubba Love.
And a lot of people come by this week looking for them bloodworms.
I bet, man.
Hey, I hear from Big Dave's, the bloodworm man had some problems this week.
Oh, yeah.
Had some problems this week. Didn't get here with as many as he needed to, but he's making a trip back as soon as possible, because guess what? This weekend, as this cold front comes through, watch for the spot. I hate to forecast spot fishing, but watch for the spot to really turn off.
You got that right.
I mean on.
On. The other one. The opposite of off.
Yeah.
Hey, we got to take a break, man.
We got to pay some bills?
That's right. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back here from the Marlin Quay Marina on the Southern Anglers Radio Show on 100.3 The Team. All right, fish heads, the really big show is back on the air.
That's right, we're chillaxing at the Marlin Quay Marina.
Chillaxing?
Getting ready for the Marlin Quay Marina.
What the hell is chillaxing mean?
Brought to you by Marshall's Marine and Key West.
Is that what you do when you have a couple of them palmetto moonshine?
Yeah, chillaxing.
You start chillaxing?
Yeah, now I got to switch to coffee.
You start jacking off your friends.
I'm chillaxing. Jacking things off and... I've been jacking things off on Facebook, and
I'm chillaxing. That's how Captain Eagle gets his intel. He jacks off of other people.
Oh, Lord.
Once again, folks, we'd like to let you know that those views that we do represent here are not that of 100.3 The Team, but that of Kenny and me.
Or maybe they are those views. We don't know.
Or maybe they are the same.
We never talk to those people.
But we share them.
We're like the black sheep.
We are the black sheep. We never get to talk to them.
We're the red-headed stepchildren that keep locked under the stairs.
Yeah, that's why we only get one day a week.
And only 2 hours.
And only 2 hours. We would take a third hour if they give it to us.
Uh-huh.
I want to give a shout-out also to
Jack
the...
let's go ahead.
To the CCU Saltwater Fishing Team. They've helped out... donated their time this weekend and helping us out. They're doing a great job, a lot of those coastal kids. And also this past week, they qualified for the SKA Nationals.
Right.
Next weekend.
Next weekend, right.
They're 16th out of 120 teams. So that's pretty good for the kids, man.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I tell you what, they've got a great teacher. I would do anything to be on the boat with Joe myself.
That's a sweet boat, man.
I would do anything except that, Kenny. Folks, my partner is now in a loss of words. His face is covered with tears.
Yeah. You know, sometimes...
You're in complete shambles
Sometimes something strikes you as funny.
Yes.
You just can't get it out of your head.
With you, sometimes it's something that you're the only one that picks up.
True. I'm the only one to
That's why we're missing Blondie, because she's the same way.
I know,
she gets
man.
To happen.
What happened to her today, by the way?
Well, soccer, working.
Which was
working.
Which is the excuse?
She's working. She almost showed up to do the first segment with us, but she's working.
Well, she's coming back full time here pretty soon.
I want to say congratulations to our partner, because she just signed Wyndham Resorts as a new client for her.
Oh, no.
Unbelievable. No.
That's awesome.
For her, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, for her, that's awesome.
For her, it's awesome.
For us, it's bad. Yeah. And for our listeners, it's bad.
Well, she's coming back. Don't worry. She's just got to get these, she's had weddings. Two weddings in a row. She'll be back. She'll be back. So
maybe she'll call in today.
But congratulations. Congratulations. I know you needed that. So,
what are you doing, man? What are you doing?
I'm looking at my volume here. I forgot I had volume here.
Oh, that's right. You do, don't you?
Yeah,
you got the fancy
everywhere.
Headset, man. I don't have one of them in mine.
All you got to do is give me something and I'll play with it.
We have heard. You've mentioned that before. Hey, man, but one thing I wanted to ask you about.
Oh, God. Is it something my lawyer needs to know?
This whole week, you posted on Facebook. You were tying rigs all week.
I was.
Yeah. What's the deal with that, man? What's the nature of these rigs you're tying?
Well, all right.
Anything special?
First off, I tie straight wire. All my rigs.
And we're talking about for King Mackerel, folks, because we're kind of on a King Mackerel theme this week.
Yeah, we definitely want to talk about
that. We are in the Marlin Quay King Mackerel Shootout.
I'm a straight wire believer. I tied straight wire, fish straight wire. Never, ever fish seven strand, except for my Spanish mackerel stuff, and I fish light seven strand. But Buddy loves seven strand in his rigs in some capacity. Not as an entire rig, doesn't have to be the entire rig. He likes it in some capacity. for a multitude of reasons. I will say this much, and I do agree. A fish can swim livelier and more naturally with seven strand than it can with straight wire, without a doubt, not a doubt. The reason that I do not is because for some reason I trust my haywire twist far better than I do my figure eight knot in seven strand.
Hey, we got Dave right here. We'll have him comment on that. Yeah.
When you're tying with seven strand and you make that figure eight knot, which I'm embarrassed to say we had to Google it. Richard and I Googled it this week to make sure we were doing it right. When you're tying that figure eight, it's just something. It does not feel like it could hold a $30,000-$40,000 fish.
I agree.
Huh?
You want to know what my opinion is on the figure eight knot?
Come on.
That's why you have the mic.
I don't like it.
All right.
But
I agree with you.
I've used the haywire twist. I use number four, number five wire.
So you like a 45, 54 pound line?
Yeah, exactly. And then what it really depends on is the size hook. You know, that's very debatable. You know, you got number six, number four, number one, number two. I like number fours for around here. If you go down to the Gulf, you know, everyone's using the big hook, the big hardtail. But around here, it's usually two number four hooks for a pogie, for a turbo size pogie. Barrier size leader between the first and second hook.
Yep.
And then if you're going to fish a ribbon fish, you'll have a weighted jig head and, you know, two or three trailer treble hooks. And if you're going to fish a dead cigar minnow, weighted jig head with a single treble hook.
Well, let me tell you what we were tying. We weren't tying single rigs. All these rigs that we tied are all double rigs.
Oh, really?
Buddy likes double rigs.
Like double pogie rigs?
So what we did is obviously we tied them a multitude of different ways. We did several that are entirely seven strand wire. Entirely seven strand wire. What we did is that we did the first setup at the bottom with the two hooks. I did fours. And then attached that to a first swivel. And then attached additional seven strand to that swivel and had a single hook in line there for a nose hook. So basically it lets that bait, that back bait swim around a little bit, give it some freedom. And then it went out about another 3 or 4 foot with seven strand for another swivel. Now, the other thing we did is we did seven strand for that first segment and then went straight wire for the last two segments. We just made, you know, did some various things.
That's cool.
To change it up, but could put some skirts on. I'll be honest with you. When I was fishing last week, dude, I couldn't beg a fish to bite a live bait on a skirt.
Yeah.
If we did everything we could to change it up, move it around, switch it up, put, and they would not touch a skirt. They wanted naked, 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 naked. I mean, reminds me of us. We like them naked.
Yeah, man. They're
no skirts, baby. No skirts.
I just heard them on the radio a couple minutes ago, man. They were out there with a bunch of live bait. I think I heard Saunders out there with live bait. And the guys that had dead cigar minnows were catching the fish.
Yep.
So,
it's funny that way, man.
Another thing I'm going to say. When I was out with Richard, we were out last week. Last Friday when Richard and I were out, and I looked at him and said, listen, we had seven or eight kings. I said, I can promise you that if we would have switched and gone with cigar minnows and trolled at 3.5 knots, we would have caught more fish. We wouldn't have caught as big, I don't think. But there was a ton of fish there. But I think a lot of times they love that little bit faster bait, because every time I would put a fresh pogie on, if I dropped a fresh pogie back, it got hit on the way back. Mm-hmm. Or if you saw a bait on top of the water swimming good, we could always say, all right, that one's going to get hit first. That one's going to get hit first. That one's going to, and bang, you know. You know, my objective today is that we hopefully are going to maybe catch a bluefish or two or three or four on our way to where we're going fishing and have those to throw in the spread.
That shouldn't be hard to do right now.
No. We caught them this week, but again, they were 4-pounders. Now, what do you think about that, Dave? For here, is that just too big? I mean, come on.
Let's be honest here, man. Big fish, big bait.
Okay, all right.
Let's say a 46-pound king.
Don't get me wrong, man. I've heard other people say elephant, bikini. So, right. I mean, you know, I've caught the biggest king I ever caught in South Carolina was with a couple of guys. We caught a 54-pounder. Caught it on a baby cigar minnow that was probably the size of my pinky.
All right, what about keeping that bluefish alive, a 4-pounder? It's going to be tough to keep him alive.
Your teammate came by here, Mr. Buddy, and I lent him a real nice bait pen to keep out there by his house.
Nice.
Yeah, I heard.
Nice.
So he's going to keep him some bait pens out there.
Thank you.
You got to keep, if you have, menhaden are very hard to keep.
And you better get them in there now.
Yeah.
You better get them in there early in the week. so that they get used to it. That's what I was told by Chris Blatt and those guys, was get them in there early in the week.
Get
them in there and let them get accustomed to it. They'll get that red nose the first night. The next day they get a little bit better, and then they'll start swimming in their form, in their pattern. And they come along a lot better.
Hey, let's get our station ID in now.
Oh, yeah, we got to bust that station ID.
Yeah, let's tell the folks where we're broadcasting from. Stay tuned. This is the Southern Anglers Radio Show on 100.3 The Team. All right, Fishheads, the Southern Anglers Radio Show is back.
That's right. We be over here at the Marlin Quay hanging out
for the Marlin Quay King Mackerel.
I like that voice, man. That's a good one. That's a new one.
You know what? I have two voices that I do.
Do you?
With my daughter.
Did you do Woody Woodpecker?
I can't do Woody Woodpecker, but I could. I'm not going to do it because I got to practice it. But I do James Brown.
And, do you really?
And she dances, and I do.
And you,
get on up and dance.
And it makes you feel
and
good.
And she goes crazy.
It makes you feel good.
It makes me feel good until she starts kicking her leg up.
You know, get it? That's a
she
James Brown.
Kicking
I feel
her leg
good.
Up. Yeah, I feel good.
Yeah, got it?
I get it.
Okay. Make
can,
sure.
Can you do that one?
Which one?
Karaoke, do it. I feel good.
I could probably do it after a couple more of these
Palmetto
Moonshines, man. I'd be doing it. I'd probably even dance like James Brown then.
I would probably need some Palmetto Moonshine to watch you dance like that.
Because I've seen you dance.
I don't dance like
Christmas
James Brown.
Party's coming up 2 months
away.
You
got away. That right, man.
Hey. It's going to be a good time. We got some good new members to hang out at the Christmas party with.
Do we now?
Yeah. There we go.
What was that she was doing?
What the heck was that? I wish we had this on film, man. Yeah.
We need
I don't
to
know
be,
what that was.
We need to be recording this on camera.
But I could do better than that.
I know.
Was that
I thought
like,
she was. I thought she was doing the whip it.
That was the Nicole Carey version of a twerk.
That was
no,
Nicole
no.
Carey. That's what she does when there's a big wahoo on.
That's what it is. Whenever she's fighting a fish.
Yeah.
Or
when she's cleaning a boat for $22.
Really? For a t-shirt. In exchange for a t-shirt.
In exchange for a t-shirt.
That's how my t-shirts are hot.
So there you go, folks. If you need your boat cleaned and you have a t-shirt to give away.
Call Nicole. Hey, we can pick on her because she doesn't have a mic right now.
She doesn't.
No, that's okay. Don't give her a mic. Look at her.
No.
Get that mic away from me. All right, what's your question? Come on, Dave. Since we're not going to be able to talk to Brian Costello today, we've got Super Dave who has his topic.
He's been chomping on a bit. He's got something good for us. Let's have it.
Are we ready for this?
Let's have it, yeah.
I just looked out the marina window and I counted 27 boats anchored up. That are fast trackers and pontoon boats.
Spot fish.
Any of them got a tree growing out of them?
Do any of them have trees growing out?
No, but
how many got towed from the landing to go fishing? That's the question.
That is how many of them don't have motor covers on their outboards?
Oh,
yeah. Quite running wide open, exposed.
Quite a few.
Exposed.
Bubba just came up here in his little boat, and he said, man, I ain't got no money. All I got's my paycheck. It ain't cash yet, but I need some bait. I got to catch me some stock.
Was his credit good?
Oh, God.
I paid for it. I told him to pay me back because I don't think he's going to come back.
Well, I can tell you one thing. It's hard to miss
him. We take care of Bubba. We gave him a few more.
We can find Bubba.
Yeah. But the spot fishermen are here. I heard the spot are in the creek pretty good, and they're starting to catch them.
Yep.
Did you see that lady walk in and give us the
eyeball?
Like, man, she
woo!
Did, man.
What are they doing
like,
over here?
Yeah. What is going
it's
on?
It's just live radio.
It is. That's all.
It's just live radio.
Yeah.
Well, that's all we're doing.
You think
we're running them out.
Do you think we could possibly be like customer deterrence?
I don't think so at all.
I mean, that lady, did you see that, man?
Okay, you realize where we have been. Do you
that
think
was,
we deter customers?
That was like the definition of the stink eye.
We were in the Grand Ole
like,
Gander Mountain.
What
in the
world?
We should have given her some of that moonshine, see if that would have brought her around.
Yeah, she'd have been on the mic, maybe. She'd have minded karaoke for us. Who knows?
You know.
Yeah, we were at Gander Mountain that time.
Grand
I tell you
opening.
What. Grand
and they put us
opening.
On the first aisle.
My
we
goodness.
Were the first thing
that was, yeah.
To
people
see.
Actually bumped into our
but
table
guess what?
Trying to get in.
That was when Blondie was with us.
Indeed. That made a big difference.
That was when the two faces for radio and her were on.
You know what my favorite part of that day was? Was when I was throwing those gift cards around.
Everywhere. And the
little
kids.
I was just
kids.
Tossing
you were
them
just
like
making,
that.
It, making it rain.
I was making it
was
rain.
Like, all right, here we go. There's a gift card. You want a gift card? We throw it. It swing around. You see people running for it.
You know, the funny thing was, like, some little kids thought we, like, dropped them, and they were like, here you go, sir, here's your...
Yeah, they
want
to hand
them
back. Like, man, what a great kid.
Uh-huh.
Not many of those, but I can promise you.
Yeah.
Not many of those at all.
Oh, we got another
well,
person.
What a great time. We had a
Ron
great
Jones
time.
House.
We did.
Like
right.
Good people. They're doing good over there. That's good for them.
Has anybody ever asked Kenny for his autograph before in public?
I have not heard of an autograph asking, but I have heard of... uncountable numbers of people go, hey, your voice, I recognize it.
Yes, I get recognized by my voice quite often. And, you know, my autographs are on sale, a nickel. That's all it costs, man.
And that's
right. Is there a picture of you without a fish? Is that the autograph picture?
No, a picture of me with a fish, that's the dime.
That would be... No, listen, it's a dime for the one with him with a fish because he had to do a charter to go catch a fish. So he had to make money to go pay for that charter.
Ouch. Man.
Dude, like I said, the funk is gone.
It is. It's long gone.
The funk is gone.
Long gone, man.
Mark Dixon got rid of that funk for you.
He did.
You need to thank
Mark Dixon.
From
then on, I've been catching fish like crazy.
You need to thank Mark Dixon for getting the funk off. And then now, look, I mean, last week with Dan, you know, we carry on, great time, blah, 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 caught all the fish. And, you know, today you're going to go with Ned, and Ned's going to finally feel the wrath of fishing with Kenny, and you guys are going to catch.
Well, I'll tell you what, Captain Mark Dixon.
A lot of king mackerel.
Captain Mark Dixon definitely got the funk out of here.
Yeah, he did. He got the funk out of here. He sure did. Boy, you are just all about it today.
I am.
Maybe you should start every morning with some Palmetto moonshine.
It wouldn't hurt.
Your day would end about 12.
It would. I'd be home napping.
Your day would end about 12.
Yep.
We're going to have a production meeting at 2 o'clock. How about that? 2 o'clock,
yeah.
Right. It's not going to happen.
I want to see you try this peppermint.
Dude, me, we've already tried it. It's no brainer.
Hey, guess who has a mic now?
I know she does.
Nicole Carey herself.
She's shaking her head and mouthing words.
Let me tell folks a little bit about Nicole Carey. She is the first mate on her dad's boat.
Yep.
Carry on. Charters. And she's an excellent, excellent angler.
And an excellent boat cleaner. Again.
All it costs a t-shirt.
Yep, all it costs.
One t-shirt,
and she will clean your boat.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got some t-shirts hanging out in the closet you want to get rid of, need your boat cleaned.
But she actually works here at Marlin Quay Marina. How long have you been working here, Nicole?
Probably since it opened. And I've been home from school.
Awesome.
Now, are you done with school? You graduate already?
I'm taking a break.
There we go.
You're doing a career switch.
Well, I'm going to tell you, learning on the back of the deck with your dad is probably a great spot to figure out exactly what you want to do. But unfortunately, you're going to get so addicted to fishing, you're going to...
I think she already is.
Yeah, no, I'm going to take credit for everything that he does on this boat because I taught him everything.
Oh.
Yes, because he's second mate to me.
That's right. I was the second mate, you know. Unfortunately, Sunday, when we took the Wounded Warrior.
Yes, she doesn't know this. We've already talked about that.
I got promoted to first mate because Nicole bailed at the last second. When the boat was being untied and she was about to step on, she stepped off.
So it sounded like Seth when we went out on the
Just like that, just like that.
Seth was like, y'all have fun, hang on, I'm going to throw the rope across, and he jumps with the rope.
He did. He came off this. It's kind of what Nicole did Sunday, and she missed a great day.
Yeah, it's a shame she missed a great day, but...
Have you caught some of those bull reds?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, you'd love it.
Could you believe that you went out fishing out there all
the
time?
The bad thing is when you're on a charter out there working, you don't get to reel them in anyway.
No.
But I'm going to tell you what, it was more fun for me. You know, first mating and watching these guys and helping these guys catch these fish than it was if I was catching myself. I loved it. I've caught big ones before, caught many of them. So it wasn't something I've never done before, but it was something these guys had never done before, which made it just so much more enjoyable for me.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. And getting back into the charter type side of things, if you're a charter captain and that's not your favorite part of being out there is watching somebody else reeling a fish, you're right trying to figure out
What made it not enjoyable was not being second mate. Because, you know, I noticed when I was second mate before.
You got to reel in the fish.
I got to reel in the fish and I got to do nothing. Well, you know, when Nicole bailed at the last second, I all of a sudden got promoted to first mate.
Yeah,
I had to work, man. It was, I was nonstop at it.
Maybe it'll reflect.
I mean, I was tying rigs.
Oh, you volunteered.
I was tying rigs, baiting hooks, cutting bait, throwing cast net. I mean, I was like man of the hour. Oh, I was working now. Let me tell you. And your dad is no joke.
No joke.
Captain Dan Carey, he's all about the fish.
Yes, he is.
That's the way you got to be.
Mm-hmm. I love Captain Dan. That's one of the things I love about him, man. He's a true captain.
Yeah, and I mean, I've been fishing with my dad for so long. I'm 25 years old. I've been fishing since I had a breath. I can hold a boat in my hand. And now, being first mate on this boat, I don't want to reel in that fish. I love watching me fight.
Well, you know, your dad said I did such a good job.
Oh boy, here we go. Lay it on thick. That you may not have a job.
She might be second mate next time.
Oh boy.
Okay. Second mate's a great job because, like I said, you know, the other times we've been out and I was second mate, I really didn't do anything.
Well,
but of course, Nicole's fast.
I was getting ready to say,
she's fast,
a little
man.
Quicker than you.
I mean, I would try to do stuff, but she'd be like, zoom, zoom, pass me, man, you know?
Yeah, because I'm little, I can maneuver.
You are.
People
yep,
a bit.
You're maneuverable. Yeah.
She's probably a little
quicker. I'm big, I'm fat, I'm slow.
You're what?
I should say I'm old, I'm fat, I'm slow.
How are y'all?
Yeah.
Yay, yay.
Yeah. Hey, but I still did a pretty good job. I had big shoes to fill. You know, filling in for Nicole as first mate. That was some big shoes to fill, man.
She doesn't wear shoes.
No, she doesn't.
She looks like she's from Lake City right now, running around barefooted out there.
That's a strong statement right there.
I can say that because I'm from there. If you're not from there, you can't pick on it. But if you're from there, you can pick on it. But yeah,
hey,
you
hey.
Do. You look like you
isn't
should be
that,
running
that
around. Wait a minute. Maybe from the neck. You look like you should be out there in the neck playing football. They play barefooted out there. You know that, right?
Do they really?
Yeah, in a half cut soybean field.
Because their nails are so long, it's like having cleats.
Oh yeah, I do. That do.
You interrupted my boat cleaning session.
I did, didn't I?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Guess what? For $22, you didn't need to clean it anymore.
We're fine that way.
It's looking good.
Martin Quay Marina's getting busy, man.
Here we go. Hey, it's time to go to the beach. Everybody's going to the beach.
We're getting all kind of folks.
They're going
here.
To the beach. Imagine
that's right.
That. And I'm drinking Palmetto Moonshine still.
Speaking of beach.
Son of a beach. Look at there. Here we go.
Bye, ladies.
Bye, y'all. Have a good day.
Really?
Bye. All right. Cheers. Cheers.
I have a Palmetto Moonshine before you leave.
Here we go.
Yeah, but if you're going to compare me and Kenny to our quickness on the boat,
there is no comparison.
He is one of those big, fat, slob redfish that's too lazy to go chase the bait.
That's a very good analogy.
And
oh my God.
And Nicole is a Spanish mackerel.
No, I'm a Wahoo, man. I'm
you are a Wahoo, truly,
mad.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're
yeah. That's why I can't get anything done when she's first
she
mate.
Hits it and sticks
you,
it.
You know me when I'm out on a boat. I like to be involved. I like to be involved, but I am fat, slow. I'm stupid. So. So I don't
she get... is her father's daughter. There's
indeed.
No doubt about
there
it.
There is no doubt. Hey, wait a minute. We got to take a break.
Tells me that this is the same thing he would say.
Pat's giving me the virtual finger over here.
All right, buddy.
So we've
got to break.
We've
got to
take a break. That's right, folks. We'll be right back here on the Southern Anchors Radio Show. I'm 1.3 The Team. Welcome back, Fishheads. The Southern Anchors Radio Show is on the air.
That's right. We're broadcasting live from over here in Garden City at the Marlin Quay Marina, King Mackerel Shootout. And this is the first annual, and it's brought to you by Marshall's Marine and Key West Boats, and man... Amongst many others. Great, mm-hmm. great sponsors. You better believe it. Harrelson Seafood, Palmetto Whiskey, South State Bank. I mean, God, there's too many to name. We don't even have a list. But if you come over and visit us, and you're going to, you need to come over, put it on your list of things to do today. I know this afternoon's going to be great. Come on over, hang out.
The weather's absolutely beautiful.
Beautiful. Gonna be a little. Hey, it's gonna be a typical fall day.
Oh yeah.
You know, we're gonna get some 50s this afternoon. Man, when the sun starts going down. And by the way, what better way to watch the sunset than to come watch some lucky team walk away with, who knows, $10,000-$15,000?
Yeah. Hey, I gotta say something too. By the way, that segment with Nicole just now.
Oh God, here we go.
I resemble those remarks.
You do. Yeah, she is definitely her father's daughter.
Indeed she is.
That was awesome.
Oh, she's back now. I can't.
She's coming back for more.
She just came back in. Now I can't say anything.
Oh, no, you
her.
Can keep talking. Don't worry.
Yeah.
I don't think you have to worry about her. She can't run too fast right now. She's barefooted.
No, and I still got Chris between her and me.
Oh, yeah, I got you back.
So I feel safe.
Got you back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But like I said, I'm squirrely when I need to be.
Tell the viewers about, or the listeners, about the Marshall's Marine Blue Water Fish Club. You were a guest speaker?
Yep. Myself, Kenny, I'm going to get, myself, Kenny, and Jay Bache are going to be talking. Jay and I are going to talk some fishing stuff, and Kenny's going to talk about the magazine and, you know, the direction they take, and a lot of those guys might not know about the magazine yet, or
A lot of them actually do.
Yeah, they do. John
Hurst. It's amazing,
Hurst.
Man. John Hurst
is one of the writers.
He's a feature writer for me. Been doing it for about 3 months. He writes a great article. I call it Into the Blue, but he also writes a lot about hunting, man. Bird hunting, deer hunting.
Is he still up in Canada?
Yeah.
He is at the moment, yeah.
Yep.
And, you know, of course, Captain Lee Thomas.
Yep.
He's a big client of mine. He's been a big friend and a client for a long time.
Yep.
I've been fishing with him. I love fishing with Captain Lee.
Oh, yeah, he's a great guy. He's up in he does the secretary for the Blue Water Fish Club.
That's right.
And yeah, I thought so, because I get the Facebook messages now for some reason through there, and I'm happy with it, but yeah.
That is a fish club, man.
Oh, yeah, there's, I mean, me and my dad are part of that with Captain Lee and everybody, and those guys, they're, it's the oldest in South Carolina.
Yep.
And fish club, and there's some wealthy guys in there. It's got some nice boats. There's some fishing guys in there.
That there is.
The Stokes family.
Oh yeah.
And I'm telling you, I always look forward
Ryan,
to
Ryan Hunter.
A reason to go to always look forward to a reason to go to Marshall's Marine.
Well, we got a great reason, and I'll be honest with you. Yes, it's a great time over there. We always do have a wonderful time over there. Everybody's not. Oh, she's got shoes on.
What an arrow!
He's got shoes on.
Look at that.
The trouble with you, every time you go over
there,
when you go over there, and I know what happened again this week. You get over there and you start looking at that Key West 189.
186.
186.
That's my future boat. One of these days. One of these days, maybe when I decide to retire Bikini Bottom, it'll be Bikini Bottom 3.
It's a perfect boat.
It's a perfect boat for me.
Because guess what? You're in that position now where you've got friends with big boats.
Indeed.
Fish with them.
Yeah. Because I'm a versatile fisherman.
A what?
Versatile.
Versatile.
Oh,
versatile.
Man, I'm personal. You know, I like to fish the creeks. I like to fish the ocean. I fish everywhere. You know, I mean, look at what I've done with Bikini Bottom. I've taken Bikini Bottom places people probably think I'm crazy.
Yeah.
But I still do it.
Like where?
Like Georgetown jetties, outside of Georgetown jetties here, you know, 7 miles off, you know, at the, you know, Holly's Reef or whatever,
yeah,
you know.
Spanish mackerel.
Yeah.
And bonito.
But, you know, I mean, it's a good boat.
It's a great boat. Mm-hmm. It's a great boat.
And so there's going to come a day when I step up from that one. But, I mean, I love that boat.
Not many people survive boat fires.
That's true.
Not many,
that's very true.
Not many boats survive.
You know, I ran into the guy that towed us back here the other day.
Yeah, he keeps
Did you run into him literally?
No.
He keeps both. He has a big boat here, and then he has a 25-foot Grady White here.
Yeah.
And he's a nice guy from North Carolina.
He's a very nice guy.
Yeah.
He was with Al that day.
He was with Al, but that was not Al's boat. They have similar boats.
Right, they have similar
boats. Both Grady Whites.
Yeah, his motor's
smart. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's
And he even remembered, man, you know, dragging us over top of the channel marker buoy, yeah.
Yeah, but that was high tide, dude. Remember how high it was? Dude, it was high. Are you kidding me? I came down to meet you, and you couldn't quit laughing about your boat almost burning up.
That's not what I was laughing about.
And didn't I see you at the car wash afterwards?
Yeah.
That's
you did.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That same day, yeah.
Yeah. I just remember that.
Uh-huh.
You had to wash fire extinguishers.
I did. I mean, it was a lot of ash and fire extinguisher stuff.
Had that white powder everywhere.
Yeah, oh, and that, and the melted rubber from the wiring. And it was It was not good.
No, but it's just
But I guess,
we've
been
talking about this for years.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
one of those stories. You know?
Yeah. I tell you, it worked out for the best, you know, I mean, because, you know, I was just lucky because it was nasty that day. There was only one boat out there fishing, and it was the guys that came and saved us. If it wouldn't have been for those guys,
it would have been bad.
It would have been bad. I mean, me, Levi, and myself were already looking over there at the beach thinking if we could make that swim.
I'm glad I didn't mess anything else up and the boat is back in the water.
Yeah, me too, man. I mean, it just totally destroyed the wiring, the battery, the two batteries, and that was it.
The amazing thing is, through all this, the fire and everything else, the only person that went in the water was the guy on the boat. Giving him a ride.
That's what I was laughing about.
Yeah, the only person that fell in the water was the one
tying
the rope off to drag him home.
I guess reaching for that rope was not a good idea.
Speaking of ropes, and speaking of rope-a-dope, saw it this week at the public landing. It was that time of the year. Saw some rope-a-dopes that don't know what they're doing. They haven't practiced it like Kenny did.
Yeah, I've been practicing that.
Yeah, they were not...
The one-man boat launch under cold water conditions where you don't want to get your
feet wet.
Where
you don't want to get wet.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. I saw some of that happen. It's not cold.
How'd that work out?
Didn't look good for a couple of people.
Really?
Yeah, the boat got a little bit too far away, I think. But, hey, it's crazy over there, though.
Do you know what I noticed?
Start using etiquette right now.
I can back in. I can take my rope and tie it to the cleat there on the dock. Then back my boat in. Let it float off the trailer.
Oh,
Boy, did you really just say that?
I did. I can tie that onto the cleat. Then I can get out of my truck. Before I don't leave it there, I get back out of my truck, you know, and get the rope and take it back out there and tie it on to where it's supposed to go.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure the ties are going with you.
Figure out which tie and which side you go to or not. Think about it.
I can see right now. All three lanes.
Hey, look, there's that guy from Scranton, South Carolina. He's down here spot fishing. Look at his buddy.
Well, I'll try not to do that. I
still have told you, you do not have to get in the water.
Hmm.
You do not have to get in the water.
No, I can climb through the back of my trailer.
No, you go to either side. Go to the sides, wait on it. Back down, very close to the side. Back down close to the side. Stop a little bit away from the water. Go out, unattach it, back it back down a little further so you see the boat float a little bit, then jump up on the dock, jump in, and bam.
Yeah, that's the other option. Yeah, I'm working on that one, too. I'm you know, playing with several options, you know, on how to get this done. The best option is just to bring Levi with me.
That is. But, yeah. You know, Jerry Condizio, Jerry has made it very tough for him. You know, he has trouble deciding.
I know, man. You know,
he's got
the secret.
He's got the new bow.
Yeah. Yeah, Levi's cheating on me.
That's all right.
Or Jerry.
You're catching fish again, though.
That's all right.
You're catching fish again.
Hey, you know.
How many did y'all catch? What did y'all catch Saturday?
We caught 12 full reds.
You and Levi?
No. Oh, Saturday.
On carry-on?
No, Saturday. We caught nothing, man. We went through several.
That was the weather. It was horrible.
Yeah, we went through several big fights.
Well, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt on that one. I'll give you the benefit on that one.
We caught several good fish Saturday where we hooked into several. I mean, I had never battled so many big fish and not caught one.
Yeah, they cut off.
We just got loose for whatever reason or another, you know. And I know a couple of them were reds, but a couple of them were sharks as well. Yeah. But I did catch.
That's right. I heard you on the radio. I think Levi had tightened the drag down accidentally on his boat.
He did. And the 2x4.
You said he ripped the lips out of
the 2x4. Yeah, that's exactly what happened, man. He had that drag.
The hit and took off running and.
The 2x4 was actually bent double like an ugly stick, man. I mean, I've never seen the 2x4 ride bend like that.
That would hurt you at the labyrinth.
Oh man, it was like, dude, you had to drag all the duck on that rod. You know, it's got like 80-pound braid on it or something.
Yeah,
you know, I call it the 2x4 rod, but it's one of them short, stout boat rods, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, I've seen it bend a little bit, but I mean, this thing was like doubled over, like tip, touch, and handle kind of bend on a rod that thick. I was like, holy smokes. It's just.
Big Dave texted me. I'll make sure we mention the Big Dave's monthly challenge.
Oh, yeah.
Flounder is one division in trout this month, okay? It's early in the month. You've got a lot of time to go out there and catch it. For showing up. $10 for each fish. And, last month, I think, got one maybe like $300 for the largest flounder. Great little deal. You know, you're going fishing anyway. Go pay $10 a day before you go.
That's right.
And it covers you for the rest of the month. I mean, it's a good
deal. Get your bait while you're there.
And get your bait. But it's a great deal. You need to get out there. And by the way, they're catching some bait flounder. There's a big flounder still in the creeks. I mean, still catching some big flounder.
Well, I tell you what, I love October flounder fishing, personally.
I know you.
If it wasn't for the fact that I'm chasing these bull reds around all the time here lately, I'd be fishing for flounder.
Well, it's a
hey, we got some more
great
folks.
Time of the year for so many different things. You know, from the bull reds, and as soon as they start vanishing, it'll be time for me to focus on trout.
He's got like mini pearl, man. He's still got the tag on the back of his hat.
Yeah,
I like that.
He's
got the price tag hanging off his hat.
Working pretty hard, huh?
No doubt. They're over here.
That's a fashion statement, ain't it?
Tournament, I would bet.
Yeah, when you leave the price tag hanging off your hat.
Yep. There we go.
That's definitely a fashion statement. I like it.
You want a shot of moonshine?
No.
Okay.
Not that one.
It'll warm you up.
Not that
one. Tonight, whatever. You folks coming out here tonight, tell you what, don't worry about it. The temperature's a little bit chilly tonight like it's supposed to be.
Just grab
a shot of this right here, and it'll warm you right on up.
Bottled.
Oh, yeah.
That's right on up. That's what that is. Bottled heat. Did that completely dissolve?
It is.
I think it did.
It did completely dissolve.
The peppermint is gone.
Peppermint dropped 2 peppermints.
Looks like Pepto-Bismol right now.
Yes, it does.
That's like a mini mason jar.
Can I just
man.
Tell you, it does not taste like Pepto-Bismol.
It looks like
if it does anything, it generates flow the other way.
Here we go.
God almighty, dude.
How is it?
It's not that bad. No.
It's smooth.
It is smooth.
It kicks, but whenever you the aftertaste is real.
Yeah, smooth. It's the real deal, man.
Yeah, that's like 105 proof. It's not your gas station.
Is that
stuff.
All?
Yeah, that's it.
105 proof.
All right, we're going to talk some more about that when we get back from this break. Wait a second.
I'm going to have another shot.
Then go for it. Go for it. We'll be right back, folks, on the Southern Anglers Radio Show on 100.3 The Team. All right, Fishheads, the Southern Anglers Radio Show is back.
Broadcasting live from the Toyota Tundra via Marlinclay Marina.
That's right. That's right,
folks.
I tell you what, I love being here doing the show from Marlinclay Marina.
Me too.
It's just a flurry of activity.
It's so much better than, and Chris has got to agree, he's been there the last 2 weeks. It's so much better than sitting in that studio.
Oh, yeah. Indeed. Nice to see you here.
Yeah. You know, I love our studio. The Sparks Toyota Tundra.
Studio is awesome.
Radio Show studio is awesome.
I wish they would let us put a banner up in there.
I'm sure we could, man. But who? We didn't get that memo when they decorated that joint.
No. I'm sure Mr. Marks did all that himself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, it looks better now.
It does look better. It looks really good.
It looks like a sports radio studio.
It does.
With all that memorabilia hanging on the walls.
It definitely does. And you know what? Without our old producer there, he used to throw so many things at us.
Oh, yeah.
We could actually hang stuff up behind us and not have to worry about it getting knocked off.
You know, good thing, you know, they're getting ready to enclose.
Hush.
That's the producer's booth there, you know, the control booth, you know. Used to have the open window there, and that's why Ashton was able to throw things at us.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Whenever we said something that offended his
delicate
sense of right and wrong, maybe, yeah. I guess.
I want to say this. Today, he would have been throwing things at you quite often.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
He would have nailed you with it.
Yeah.
He would definitely have nailed it.
Pencils, pens.
But I would have been right in between you guys. So you
That's
would,
true. We'd have had Chris
You would have had Chris running defense.
Chris is a big boy, man. He takes up a lot of space.
Yeah, but you played defense, didn't you?
I was tight end.
Oh, tight end.
Yeah, he looks like a tight end.
It's coming. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Come on, Kenny.
What?
Come on, Kenny.
It does. You look like you got that tight end.
You're digging all deeper.
Kenny, what do I look like?
You look like one of them little running backs.
Do you not remember?
You look like a halfback.
Yeah, he does. He looks like one of them little running backs. Yeah. You know.
They're called slot backs.
One of the ones that are just so short you can't
wide
see them.
Out.
You can't see them behind the behind
the defensive players can't see them.
You can't
running
see
them
behind
the
tight end.
Yeah.
He ducks down in that position behind the tight end. You can't see where he's going.
Well, you look like one of the guys who would like to stay
behind
the tight end.
I played motion back in high school.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I played D-line, and I was left tackle, and then they realized I had some decent feet, so moving to tight end.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's good. That's better than being a wide receiver.
Oh, yeah. When I made the varsity
Kenny's
basketball.
A wide receiver.
That's exactly what I played in high school.
Really?
I had good hands, man.
Yeah.
I was like the Fred from Lentnikoff of my high school team, man. I was slow, because we mentioned that already.
Yep.
Slow, a little bit clumsy, but I could run around and catch the ball.
You had good hands, and you were a wide receiver.
And I took a lot of hits.
Good hands and a wide receiver.
But I never let go of the ball.
Never let go.
No, man. I'd be unconscious. I'd still have that ball.
That's good. Is that in West Virginia?
It was, man. And I'll tell you what, West Virginia, man, this year's about the football up there.
No, they are.
Oh, my God.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Texas, Texas.
Well, I'll tell you, folks, the sad truth is, you know, when you live in West Virginia, there's just not that much else to do.
You found plenty. Trust me. Just a couple production meetings with you, and I have heard everything there is to do in West Virginia, and these aren't things that the Chambers of Commerce promote.
Like I always say, West Virginia's a great place to be from.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go. That's right. It's a beautiful place to drive through.
It is. It's a great place to drive through. And if you pass exit 179 on the interstate,
what about
that's where I was from.
Oh, really? Exit 179?
I don't know, man. I'm just throwing that out there. It could be. I can't remember.
Is there even 179 exits?
No. No. There's only one highway to go through West Virginia.
Really?
I think so.
West Virginia's not that small.
No.
Geographically, it's not too small.
It's pretty small.
It's bigger than Maryland.
But, you know, they say, you know, because it's called the Mountain State.
Yeah.
They say, if you know, like West Virginia, if it's like a piece of paper and you could, like, straighten it out, it would be bigger than Texas.
I've been to Snowshoe a few times.
It goes all the mountains. That makes sense.
Yeah, man.
Are there any king mackerel there?
No.
Okay, well, we need to talk about
it. Do we?
Yeah.
We should talk about the redfish, man.
Dude, I'm really, after my fishing trip this week, I'm not excited about it. I got skunks.
And I don't even know how in the world that happened.
I don't either.
Because Chris, I mean, you look at Chris, man. Chris has been raking him in.
Yeah.
Well, for everyone you see, we've gone two or three times and been scouted.
And that's true.
That's how it is. That's how it goes.
Yeah. That is how it goes. Fish or fish, man.
We it just happened that way.
You know, I don't know. I might not be correct here, but it seems to me that we are having a particularly good redfish fight.
Oh, I think without a doubt.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Better than normal.
And I'm surprised that the storm didn't affect it more than it did.
Yeah. The one thing that I could tell from talking to people and from everybody that's been catching them, from stories of, is it sounds a lot like the cobia. Mm-hmm. Like you find those schools of menhaden and start fishing those schools of menhaden.
Yeah.
Fishing down deep in those schools of menhaden, and they're finding the redfish. You know, other than anchoring up at area 51
mm-hmm.
or the Swash or whatever.
The Swash.
You know, those areas. But if you work those schools of menhaden, I watched somebody this week pull up to one of those schools of menhaden. They got there first. They caught three. Bam, bam, bam.
They're deep.
Yep. Caught them three. They're deep. They're in the bottom.
I'm not sure if we talked about it a couple of weeks ago, but the net man in Brunswick County, North Carolina, with the menhaden, those menhaden now are coming down a lot more than usual.
Yep.
The last couple of years, I think that's why the cobia and now the redfish started falling down. Who knows? Maybe some bluefin falling down or something.
You did mention that, and that is a great point,
man. Yeah, you did
talk
about it. Mm-hmm. That's a great point.
Because the fish follow the bait, and now that we have more baits, if they have banned the menhaden
commercial
netting of menhaden, and on epic scales, from what I understand, they didn't catch a few.
Boy, I tell you, Brent put
they
out some numbers.
Millions and millions.
Put the numbers out there when they started making this big move to try and stop it, and I couldn't believe the poundage of menhaden they were catching on one boat.
Yeah.
On one
and they boat. Weren't even from around here.
No.
I mean, they fished them in North Carolina waters, but then they headed back to New England, from what I understand.
Yeah, and they use them for dog food. That what I was told? They use them for all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Use it for,
yeah, I don't know. I mean,
The oil, I mean, oil. Is used in all types of products. Makeup, yeah. I mean, cosmetics, all kinds of stuff, man.
Right.
Yeah.
Damn women.
Well, I'll tell you, they change an environment when they drag those nets on the beach.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, think about it. Now they're not in there dragging the nets. So the big redfish are in there on their feeding. They're coming down. I mean, we were talking to John Owens last week. So oh, catching shit. The heck out of big reds up there.
You know? Look at dredging, too. That hasn't happened in a while.
Yep.
And all those spots on the beach are starting to see some more bottom when you're running down the beach looking at the marks. Actually, I had a guy at the marina went out by himself and caught a giant redfish out up there with a 1 mile buoy. Just in the middle of nowhere, caught a 30 inch plus.
It's always good to look for bottom when you're on the beach.
It is. That's a good spot. There's normally a lot of good bottom out there.
Yeah, you guys.
That's what I always do when I'm on the beach.
Make sure you got your coasters on. Make sure you got your coasters on so I can't see you.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta make sure you have your sunglasses on.
Yeah.
You can
spot some good bottom.
Spot some good bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you set up and cast a line.
So there you go. That's the tip of the week.
That's it.
Go to the beach.
If you spot a good bottom and smells like fish, eat it. Hey, man. All right. So.
If you guys go up to the beach and you see all those boats fishing up there, though, and you see them posting online, and you're trying to look at what building they're in the background or where they're fishing at, there's plenty of bottom in that area. You guys don't have to get crowded and get on top of one another and try and crowd the charter guys that are fishing on charters. There's plenty of fish out there.
That's a great point, and we saw that when I was out this week. You know, everybody worked together, and I heard the radio last Saturday when Kenny and them were down there. I was on the radio. I was actually at 3 Mile trying to catch a flounder. But it sounded like there was 20-something boats down there, and there was, you know, plenty of room. But the other thing is, these fish are hitting and running off some good lines, so make sure you space yourself out.
Absolutely.
Pretty good, so you're not cutting each other's fish off and everything else. But
yeah, if you see Jay Sconders, don't go anchor up on top of him. That wouldn't be fun.
No.
No.
He frowns on that for some reason, but you know what? I'm going to say this. It was brought up on the boat the day I was out with him this week. And, him and Vaish are not probably the first people to ever find Area 51. But they are the first people that started fishing Area 51 solid, continually, and people started following them. I'm one of them. Started following them and finding it and getting down there. And, you know, all that area holds those redfish right now. It does.
Uh-huh.
That's why they moved to that swash.
And, folks, we're talking about a spot outside of Merle's Inlet.
Yeah, we're
right
talking
now.
Down on the south.
Well, I'm sure
everybody's
I'm sure Georgetown, I'm sure our whole fishery along the Grand Strand, Georgetown, Little River, there's probably some secret spots for folks.
Well, let's go to Myrtle Beach, right off the Yachtsman.
Absolutely.
Right off the Yachtsman.
Yeah.
If you go right off the Yachtsman, you got hard bottom right there on the beach. That used to be where I would go trout fish for the gray trout when you could catch however many you wanted. And you could catch them nonstop. But it's a great bottom there. That's where your buddies kayak. They
right.
put in right there
exactly.
and kayak out there and catch those big bull reds from
yeah.
kayaks.
You got to look for that hard bottom when you're all along the beach, too.
Yep, looking for the hard bottom.
Looking for that bikini bottom. What's the name of your boat again?
Bikini Bottom.
It is Bikini Bottom.
That's it.
Shout out to SpongeBob.
Shout out to SpongeBob. Yep, and who knew?
Surprisingly few people know that my boat is named after the town that SpongeBob lives in.
Right. It's not named after what people would think.
No. Especially my little nieces named a boat.
They did?
Yeah, because we're SpongeBob fans, and we were sitting around when I got my first boat, and I'm like, we got to come up with a name for the boat. And we're like, well, let's name it something after SpongeBob, you know? I didn't want to name it Squidward, you know?
Oh, God. How about you, Squidward? You got a copy?
Yeah. So, we came up with Bikini Bottom because it's the town SpongeBob lives in, man. So that's the name of my boat, Bikini Bottom.
Bikini Bottom is perfect.
It is, man. We're on Bikini Bottom, too.
And
every boat I ever own.
They're optional on your boat, right?
What's that?
Bikini Bottoms.
At times.
Okay.
At times. Yeah.
Typically, that's normally after like 7:30.
Could be.
It's after some combat of moonshine.
Yeah.
I would put on a Bikini Bottom if I drank enough of it.
I bet you would. I really do. You know,
after
the many production meetings we've had, I guarantee that there is probably...
I manscaped, so I could get by with it.
That's more information than our listeners ever wanted to know.
We already need to beep in here somewhere.
Oh.
I would just flip it around. Backwards.
Thanks for that visual, man.
I would flip it around.
Right. He manscapes, but yet his back looks like a woolly mammoth.
And let me
tell you how hard it is to reach back there and shave. It's not that hard to reach there.
Didn't you say you were getting some coastal angler banana hammocks made?
Yeah.
Banana hammocks, I like it.
Yeah, for me, it would just have to be a CA. Just put the abbreviation on it. I would represent Kenny in a bikini. I could think of some better people to do it, but I would if you wanted me to. I'll wear your coat, yeah.
A coastal angler bikini?
We'll do a photo shoot.
Okay. Yeah, we could do a calendar. Let's do a whole calendar.
You can raise
Chris said
money.
He would do it too.
Dave
said he would do it. Richard's laughing in the corner.
Hey,
over here.
That's actually not a half bad idea. The men of Coastal Angler.
You'd have to give them away, man.
Yeah, no doubt.
25 cent a copy.
Here's what you'd have to do. On every page would be a $50 gift certificate for some store.
Dave, we'd probably have a hard time giving them away.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to pay people to take
we'll
those.
We can get Jason Burton, Dave Saunders.
Oh, Jason Burton.
Hey, it's all good till you find out you're hanging up in somebody's bathroom, isn't it?
That's all right. There might be some out there who could possibly enjoy that. We need some yoga pants in there. All right, we got to take a break, man. We're gonna pay the bills. We come back, we'll close this thing out, man.
All right. Good.
All right, folks, stay tuned. This is the Southern Anglers Radio Show on 100.3 The Team. All right, fish heads, we're back on the Southern Anglers Radio Show.
That's right, we're broadcasting live from the Marlin Quay Marina. King Mackerel Shootout over here promoting this great tournament, and we need you to get out here and hang out and come out. We're going to have a great time this afternoon. Everybody will be back from fishing. We'll be back between 3:30 and 5. We've got to be back in at 5 o'clock, so we'll be hitting the scales sometime between then, and there'll be some big fish coming in.
That's right. And now that we know Captain E's grooming habits, we can go.
I'll never live this down. Well, listen, but anyway, yes, I do. Yes.
We can go on to talking a little bit about fishing.
Let's keep talking fishing for the last little bit. And we want to thank the guys here at Marlin Quay and ladies here at Marlin Quay for having us and promoting everything over here.
That's right. Nicole, I tell you what, Nicole's the smartest one of us, man.
She's the smartest
one. She is. Once we got her on the radio and she, you know, hung the mic up, she took off and she hasn't come back close to us since.
No, she's over there. She's ducking.
Uh-huh.
She's behind the counter.
She's smart, man.
Yeah, she's smart.
Yeah.
Well, she left the boys over here to work. Well, they're smart because guess what? They're going to relax and she's over there working.
Yeah.
And they're busy.
But these guys got a lot of work cut out for them.
Yeah, we got a lot to do.
Putting on a show of this caliber is not easy.
No. It's not. They've done a lot of work this week, and again, we want to thank the CCU Saltwater Club for their time, for volunteering, coming
That's
out.
Right.
I mean, getting all the buckets ready. These guys have done. I mean, it's definitely no easy endeavor. I mean, you know, I do the little hooks for hearts. You help with the Grand Strand tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an easy endeavor, especially to do one of this magnitude. These guys are. I mean, we want to thank them for how much and doing it like it should be done so that we can grow it every year.
That's right.
Yeah, and it wouldn't be possible without our sponsors. You know, Marshall's Marine and Key West, they've done a big job for us. And, you know, like we've been saying all day, talking about a moonshine.
Yep.
We got Giannis and Coors and Miller Lite, South State Bank.
Harrelson's.
Harrelson's Seafood, Merlson Outpost.
Creekside Cab.
Creekside Cab.
Elvis.
Elvis. They brought us these awesome porta potties out here on wheels.
Like I said, might be sleeping there tonight.
Oh, yeah. And everybody's jumped on board. That that helped us out, and you know, they wanted to see us do something good for the community and have fun. You know,
that's right.
The Inlet needed something again.
That's my favorite part of the whole thing is how I mean, it's a great tournament, but it's great how it's going to be a community.
You have a community involvement thing. The community involvement.
It doesn't matter if you're fishing this thing or not, man. Come out here and have a good time.
Yeah,
and I'm on behalf of Team Key West Boats and Marshall's Marine. We are going to be donating any prize money that we do win, if we get lucky. To Georgetown County relief efforts for those victims of the flood. You know, those guys, when we first started talking about this a month and a half ago, that we were going to fish together, said, hey, you know what? We got the entry. We're going to donate our winnings to a good charity.
Well, save enough that you can finally join the Dollar Shave Club.
How did I know you were going there? How did I know you were going there? Well, hey, that does not include the Calcuttas. So with all the little extra stuff, we might make some money.
Oh, yeah.
You're such a bass. I'm glad you're finding good humor
He's got tears coming up.
I just love it when you open up that whole, you know, it's like a whole book of jokes I can make now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Endless.
I used to have a lawn care business.
Oh my God!
Remember,
is this a fishing show?
Yeah, it is. We talk about fishing a little bit.
Hey, we're primarily entertainment.
Oh yeah, we are. That's what we were told.
Mm-hmm.
One of our good listeners, gosh, I mean, great guy.
Yeah.
Says that, you know, he doesn't care about fishing. He just loves listening to us.
That's right.
And poor soul.
Poor soul. He doesn't have anything to do on Saturdays. Yeah. Whatever. He's a great guy. We love it. He calls in. He's one of our loyal listeners.
But, you know, you think we might be crazy, but could you imagine these folks that actually put us on the air?
Yeah. How about
what's wrong with them, man?
How about CBS Sports?
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
What's going on in their minds?
I feel some razor burn coming out.
Razor burn.
Old Spice, man.
Yeah.
Slap it on there. Slap it on
there. I will
tell
you from experience. That's not what you want to do.
Oh, God.
Well, I just heard on the radio a couple minutes ago that there's a guy that's right now catching Phoenix pretty close to Merle Vinland.
Already?
Yeah.
Good deal.
So it's time for their hearing, yeah. So everyone come on out.
Let me ask you something, Dave. You've been around a while, man. What's your prediction?
Yeah, let's all make a prediction here. That's it.
Yeah.
Let's predict winning
largest fish.
Winning fish size. All right.
Well, go.
Come on, Dave. Go.
I'll go last.
All right, I'll go first.
Go.
38.6.
I'm going to say 36 even.
36 even.
Yeah, I think 36 will take it, man.
I'm going to go a little heavy. I think maybe 42 and a half.
I like it in the morning.
Okay, now here's Super Dave, the man of the hour.
Here we go.
I'm pretty good with my fish predictions. I'm going to say 47 and a half.
Wow. Maybe, man. Maybe.
I'll say this much, and I was kind of going to go on that side of it as well.
What did you say again? I'm going to write this down.
I said 38.6.
38.6. And I went...
36 even.
I went 36 even.
Chris was 40...
Two and a half.
42.
Dave's up there to state record.
47.
Huh?
Yeah,
Price is right. Yeah. We got to get closest without going over.
Yeah.
Nicole, what's yours? What's your guess? We're going to let you in.
No, not without going over. Okay, if there's a 35, then I should win it.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah, well, the closest to it.
Closest to it.
Over or under.
Yeah.
Nicole,
yeah.
What's yours? What's your guess?
Nicole, what's your weight?
What's your weight?
53.
Wow. Usually it's always the men who think it's bigger than what it actually is.
All I know is if she wins that, it's going to be a great day.
It's going to be a great day. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah,
we'll find out here in a few hours.
We'll know before too long. That's right.
No
we'll be back next week. Let's see who's... I can't wait. Hold on to that for next week so we can talk about it. See who got
I will. Yeah.
Honestly, it's going to... Either or, it's going to be in that range.
All right, I'm going to tell you my three fish aggregate. You ready for that?
No.
Yep. Three fish aggregate, 60 pounds.
No, that's doable, yeah.
Yeah.
Three fish aggregate, 60 pounds. And I think it could be higher.
I'll tell you what, there's going to be a lot of three fish aggregates the way the king's been getting caught here lately.
Yeah, exactly.
That'll
make it
fun.
That,
man.
That'll make it fun.
Yeah, that's going to be big time. But
are you going to sit there and clean the fish for them when everybody brings them in?
No. I will not. I'll be busy.
Oh, we got that taken care of.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Mm-hmm. Good.
I'll be busy.
What are you going to be busy doing?
Karaoke.
Oh, God.
Drinking.
And we'll be busy running.
Karaoke.
Oh, yeah.
Calling Uber.
Uber. Man, I tell you what, I've
Car,
been,
oh,
I went to town.
Cab.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I'm sorry, Creekside Cab.
Yeah, what are you talking about? 357-8444.
Yes.
Creekside Cab, 357-8444.
They'll take care of you.
There you go.
There you go.
They're sponsoring right
now. They're actually going to have a van in the parking lot of the marina.
Isn't it amazing that I remember that number?
That is amazing.
That is amazing.
Some numbers.
I amaze myself sometimes, but I cannot believe that I can remember that number.
You amaze me sometimes.
Well, I used to call Richard all the time when my cameraman drove with him. I used to have to call him all the time.
Well, I tell you what, Richard's done a great job just sitting over here being quiet. I don't know how he ended up avoiding
he's
the mic all day.
On,
let me tell you why.
Well, he's got ten bottles.
Palmetto Moonshine.
He's got ten.
Holy
ten
cow!
Bottles
yeah,
on
yeah
the
how many empty
there
bottles of Palmetto Moonshine over there?
Look at Lord.
He ain't driving nowhere, folks.
That's right. He's with me.
He'll be lucky to make it to the truck.
How's he going to film?
Yeah.
How's he going to film today? Richard, what?
Sideways.
Oh, no, gosh.
Sideways.
Yeah.
Laying down. Oh, man. I'll tell you what, it's been a great show, man. We got to thank
it
Chris.
It has been a great show.
Chris
yeah, everything else. We have
all the folks from Marlon Quay for inviting us over here and doing
yep
this thing.
Thank you a lot.
Putting up with the madness.
Yeah.
Oh, we appreciate it, guys.
The madness. It's been fun. You know, I love doing the show with
him. Me too, man. We'll do it again, I'm sure.
Yeah, we need to have Big Dave on just so we can laugh at him every now and then for sure.
Super Dave.
Super Dave.
He's over there doing business on the phone, guys.
He's he's scouting out fish.
All right, we gotta wrap her up, man.
We gotta pay the bills.
That's right. Till next week,
good
folks.
Luck. Catch him up.
We'll talk to you then if we don't get canceled. This has been the Southern Anglers Radio Show on 100.3 The Team.